Today's daf is Shabbos daf Tzadik Ches. Shabbos Tzadik Ches, and we are on Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis. Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis by the two dots, Pshita, which is one or two points related to yesterday's Amid Beis. And that is, yesterday we discussed the case of throwing something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Somebody throws something from their house out to the street, and it went Dalat Amos in Rishus HaRabim also. Again, from the house to the street, and then went through Dalat Amos. The question is, how many violations does one get? So we discussed 0, 1, or 2. Those are all the choices. Why would you be chayv 0 in that case? Because, let's say, you wanted it to rest in one place, and it didn't rest in that place, it rested in a different place. So your machshava wasn't mekuyam. That's how there's a possibility, at least according to the Rabbanan, that you'd even be chayv 0. Why would you be chayv 2? Well, you'd be chayev 2, so you'd be chayev for Hotzah and Ha'avara. You go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and then Dalam to Rishus HaRabim with the same act. Why would you be chayev 1? So there was a discussion. That was the possibility of Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe he said only chayev 1 because you are not chayev atolda b'makom av. You're only chayev for the Hotzah. Because the Havara is a Tolda, it's the same act. Those were the three different Svaras that we had related to that case. If you look in the Me'iri, the Me'iri is in Sukkah on Daf Mem Gimel. The Sukkah, why, what is the Me'iri doing in Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel? Because there's the Sugya of Gzeira Shema Yavi Renu, right, one of the three places in Shas where the Gemara uses Shema Yavi Renu, Gzeira Daraba, by Megillah, by Shofar, and by Lulav. So over there, by Lulav, the Me'iri discusses Ma'avir Dalat Amos and Hotza'ah. So he quotes that the Afal Pi Shechiv Ha'avara Tzarech Hanacha Va'akira. As we know, Dalat Amos Rishus HaRabim requires an Akira and a Hanacha. But me'achar she'okar me'rishus hayachid zu v'hiniach l'rishus hayachid zu v'hever dalramos be'zula zu chayiv. Says the Me'iri, Beferish, Machlokas Rishonim, but the Me'iri says, for dalramos and rishus harabim, you can have the Akira and the Hanacha in rishus hayachid. Dalramos and rishus harabim is the act of dalramos, but the Akira and the Hanacha itself could be in rishus hayachid. That is the sheet of the Me'iri, and that's why he discusses there, because Zemeshev, you ever entered dalramos, but what do you mean? You're worried you're going to take it out of your house, and you might go show the Chacham how to shake a lulav. So says the Me'iri, yeah, because the Akira and the Hanacha in Rishus HaYachid, going through Rishus HaRabim, is good enough to be chaya for Dalat Amos in Rishus HaRabim. That is the Me'iri. Who made this Me'iri famous? We're going to have two or three different shitas today that the Totos Chayim made famous. So the Totos Chayim quotes this Me'iri and asks on our Gemara, how can anybody suggest that the Chachamim would only be chayiv one and most? Why wouldn't they be chayiv two? Because again, you have the Akira in the house, they are the Hanacha in the street. So you see that Akira and Hanacha is not the issue by Dalat Amos. You can have that in Rishus HaYachid. The only issue is focusing on the limited Dalat Amos in Rishus HaRabim, and you have that here. So once you say that you get over the hump of, well, you're not Chayav Zero because your Machshava wasn't fulfilled. Okay, we don't say that Svara. But we say the issue, you were Ma'avir Dalat Amos, so of course you should be Chayav Two. Ask the Tosos, that's the Tosos Chaim using our Me'iri to ask on our Gemara. So he says, right, it's quoted, it's a Sibit Gimel on the Tosos Chaim, Ul Rabbanan dekluta lav kevishu hun chadamya, lo chayev ala achas, umashma de Gemara dechiyuvo mishim motzi. So he says, Amai, lo yis chayev tarti, pirish gam mishim ma'avir, im tim salomar de'ein sarach akira versus rabim le'in yinisr ma'avir. So why don't you say that? Why do you chayev two according to the Rabbanan? And then he says, V'chi teima dahacha shayni. Maybe there's a difference. Why? Sha'avur osa akira v'hanacha kvar mechayvino le'mitam hotza. Well, maybe there's a difference because you can't use the same exact physical act to be mechayev you two. What's the Me'iri talking about? A regular case of Ma'avir. Ma'avir Dalat Amos. We're not talking about a case of Motzi. Ma'avir Dalat Amos. So, could you be chayev both Ma'avir and Motzi for the same physical act? Maybe that's the chilek between our Gemara and the Me'iri. Says the Totzos Chaim, I don't think that's true. I'll bring you a raya of a case that we've already had, that you do the same exact act and you're chayev for two malachas. What is that? Zomer v'tzarech le'itzim. We had it back on Daf Ayin Gimel. If I am pruning, I'm picking a branch off of a tree because I want the tree to grow better. But I also want to use the branch for firewood. Zomer v'tzarech le'itzim. What fa'alacha chayiv shtayim? You're chayiv too. So says the Totzos Chayim, says the Menachem Zemba, that you see, you could have the same physical action, but you're chayiv two malachas. So what's the difference according to the Meiri here too? Once you say you're chayiv for dal mar dal ramos, even if the akir danacha rim rishus hayachid, says the Stipler. So you have the Meiri, Totzos Chayim, and then the Stipler. Says the Kilos Yaakov right here in Simon Hay. He says, I think there's a difference between Zomer v'tzarech le'itzim and Hotzah and Ha'avara from the same act. He says, Dahasam, over there by Zomer v'tzarech le'itzim, ultimately the result of your action is two. Yes, the physical act was one. You cut off a branch. But you have two different hana'as. You have two different results. The tree's going to grow better, and you have the wood in your hand in order to use for firewood. That's why you can be chayav for two avos malachos, because there are two different nifals. The malachas kotzer halahu pu'ula bahadavar haniksar, sheniskad bazeh shu katzer v'talosh b'nakarka. Umalachas doteya hu pu'ulas tikun b'ha'ilon, shemashbicho megadlo, ulizos. And therefore, afa pishahu asa maisa achas, even though he only did one physical act, still, bikabakom, shnei nif'alim na'asu, v'hema shnei tikunim b'shnei chafatzim. There's two different elements here that you have improved, and therefore you can be chayav for two malachas. V'shaber b'chashav zeh shnei malachas. Ava lo shamanu mizeh, but that's no raya, l'chayiv akur akira b'hanacha achas, midin ma'avir, midin motzi. There, it's one act. And it's ma'avir, and it's mosi, it's one thing. And there's no two nif'alim. So therefore he says, you can be mechalik, and maybe the Meiri would hold. Yes, the hakir, the nacha can be in two different reshuyah, it can be in reshus ha-yachid, and the ma'avir is in reshus ha-rabim. But you always need, unless you have two different nif'alim, two different areas where there's a benefit, you can't be chayiv to malachas for the same act. Right? It's not like, you know, other areas of halacha. The Gemara says in Makkos, I could eat one little ant, and I could get five averis. So there, it's the same physical act that you can get five averis. Because they all pile on to each other. Right? You can get sheretz aretz, and the sheretz mayim, and all the different averis with one physical act. So you could do many averis, but here we're talking about Hilchos Shabbos. So the question is, could you violate two different malachos with the same physical act where you don't have two separate benefits from the act? Right? So that suggests the Kilos Yaakov that you wouldn't have. That you wouldn't have. So there's a chilek to answer up the question of the Totzos Chaim on the Meiri. And then all the way at the end, and this is what's cool, because it's not in the place where most people would look. There is a Rashi. There's a Rashi in a separate point. There's a Rashi in Maseches Bava Kama Daf Beis. I mentioned it quickly yesterday. Where Rashi says, right, related to the sugya of whenever you do an av and it's tolda, you're only chayiv one. Right, if I put a seed in the ground and I water the ground, I'm only chayiv one carbon. Rashi there says, the Gemara never says this. Rashi there says you're chayiv for the av and not for the tolda. That's Rashi's lashon in Bava Kama Daf Beis of an aleph. And all the achronim pick up on it. Where did Rashi get that from? You're chayiv one because they're combined. You're only chayiv for the av and not for the tolda. Meaning, some achronim in the back, the Tiferes Shmuel says. So if you'd only have in mind the tolda when you bring your carbon, you'd still be chayiv another carbon. Where did Rashi get that from? The only chayiv for the av and not for the tolda. Suggest the stipler is from our Gemara. Our Gemara says if you throw it out, the simple reading is that you're chayiv for hotzah and not for ma'avir. If you say you're only chayiv one, which one? So maybe Rashi got it from our Gemara. Again, this is a stipler in Masechta Shabbos. It's Simon Hay. It says ve'efsha shemikanu makar l'Rashi baba kama. Appears to be Rashi v'chul ayin sham. He says achulai in kavanas Rashi el inyan lechatchila sheyafresh chatas avur ha'av shuikari v'atol the nigros basrei v'zorachin. So he says that's his suggestion where that Rashi gets it from.
The Meiri would hold
that you are chayav for tolda. The Meiri would hold. Are you chayav? Well, according to the question, the Totzos Chaim asked on the Meiri says according to the Meiri svara, maybe you should be chayav for both here. Unless you say it's limited because it's one physical avera.
But
I'm saying that suggestion would be, yes. You'd be chayav that's in that question. at that stage of the Gemara, we thought that that's what there might be a day in this price, so that holds that way. Number one. The other point I wanted to bring out was just lundis in terms of the whole daf yesterday. We had the sugya of kluta kabishahun chadamye. When something flies through the air, is it as if it is resting on the ground? So we did focus on it. We could have earlier on daf hey. There's an important machlokas we showed him there about this case, and that is Tosfos there. And the Ramban there asks, how are you ever chayiv Mavrid Alaramas, which is a rabbin, if you hold Kluta Kabishun Chadamya? Every second that you walk with it, it's as if it stopped. Right? And if you say it by Zorik, you surely would say it by Mavir. If you say even by Zorik, is every second as if it stopped. So ask the Ramban, ask the Tosfos. You know, how can you ever be chayiv for any type of malacha, even Hotzah, Mavir? It's as considered as if every second you stopped along the way. Kluta Kabishun Chadamya. So Tosfos there gives a technical answer. Yeah, maybe the Daraisa, according to that Shita, is only by a very long item. Tosfos gives a technical answer, but the Rabban has a more Yesodistic answer. The Rabban says Kluta Kabishun Chadamya only applies where it changes Rishus. That's the Ramban. Where's Kluta Kabishun Chadamya? Rishus Arabim to Rishus Arabim, which is the Yachid in the middle. Those are the cases where the Gemara brings up Kluta Kabishun Chadamya. So you have, that's a requirement. The Igla Meimar, says the Ramban, there on Daf Hey. Ki Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kluta Kabishun Chadamya, Bishenichnusa L'Rishus Acheres. That's where you say it. The Kluta Mechitzos. Because the change of Rishus, that's what causes it to be considered as if it's down. Aval Bechad Rishus, Lo Amrina. But within one Rishus, you're within Rishus Arabim, and you walk within Rishus, or you throw within Rishus Arabim, or you carry, you don't take Kluta Kabishun Chadamya there. So that's an important discussion in the Tosfos and the Ramban on Daf Hey. Why, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you look Kluta Kabishun Huncha, so why would you ever be Chayiv for Barba Dalalamas? The Svar for that Machlokas could be, the Achron have discussed this, the Primosha has a simon about this in Simon Lam and Gimel. What does it mean, Kluta Kabishun Huncha? Is it Mamish viewed as if it's on the floor? When I throw something, it's as if there was a really true hanacha there. Maybe that's what Tosfos holds. That's why he's bothered. It's as if it's resting. While maybe the Ramban holds, no. It's not literally huncha, but is as if it's enough huncha to be chayav for Shabbos. And maybe that's why another rishus plays a role. Once it goes over the border of a wall, that's all you need. You don't need actual hunach. Actual hunach would be a big problem, according to Rabbi Akiva. That could be the sara, without going deeper right now, for what the machlokas is between Tosfos and the Rabban. And again, if you want more nafkaminas, you can look up there in the Primosha in his sefer on Shabbos, Simin Lamed Gimel. Okay, two dots. Pshita, says the Gemara. We are about 10 lines up from the bottom, and I hope everybody brought their math brain today. Today we have some math on Daf Sadeches, as we will see. Says the Gemara, Pshita Niskavin Lizrok. It's not the higher mathematical equations. So it's not like Meseka Sukkah where we talk about pi. Right? So it's just basic addition and subtraction and maybe a little multiplication, as we'll see. Pshita Niskavin Lizrok Shmona Vizarek Arba. If somebody has come out to throw something, 8 amos. And he threw it 4 amos. So he did half of what he wanted to do. Hari Kasav Shemi Shimon. So the first opinion is, well, he did a malacha. Just like if I have kavanah to write the word Shimon, and I wrote Shem, I'm going to be chayiv, because Shem is also a name. Shemi Shimon, so to here. I have kavanah to do a larger malacha, and I do a smaller malacha, I'm not going to be chayiv for that? Of course I'm going to be chayiv for that. So pshita, that's going to be chayiv. Niskavin Lizrok Arba Vizarek Shmona Mahu. What about the opposite? I also had kavanah to do a malacha here. I had kavanah to throw something 4 amos, and it went 8 amos. Mahu. Me, Amrin, and do we say, ha'afikle? Well, you had kavanah to do a malacha, and you did a malacha, and it went out of the dalet amos, therefore you should be chayiv. O Dilma, or do I say, hecha deboy, halonach? Well, it didn't rest where you wanted it to rest, right? You wanted to throw it 4, and you threw it 8, so it didn't rest, so you went further. It's not where you wanted it to be. So, maybe you should be potter. So says the Gemara, V'lav hainu da'amele Ravina l'Ravashi, but didn't about this case, Ravina said to Ravashi, V'amale ba'omer komakom shetirtza tanuach, the case that's going to be chayiv is where you had flexible dots, like we just had before the two dots, where you say, you know what, wherever it rests, I'm happy. That's the case that you would be chayiv. Meaning, if you wouldn't have that case, if you wouldn't have flexible das, you'd be putter. Uta ka'amr, let's just finish the line. Uta ka'amr, narekos of Shemi Shimon. Aye, but how is this different than Shemi Shimon? Right? Why would you say pater? So mi dami. What do you mean? You can't compare the cases. Hasa kama delok siv shame lo mechtav le Shimon. There, in order to write Shimon, you have to first write shame. Right? That's part of the process of writing Shimon. You need to do shame before you do Shimon. The Gemara later on will talk about, discusses, but what do you mean? Doesn't shame have a mem sophis while Shimon doesn't? What if you write one instead of the other in Hilchas Sefer Torah? The Gemara is going to talk about that. But here, at least the Gemara says, well, for Shimon, you got to write shame first. So, of course, if you do shame, that's part of what you wanted to do. Hacha, kamadul zark arba lo mizukri le timne. What if I want to throw something eight? I have to first throw it four and then throw it eight? No, I throw an eight. It doesn't stop it at the four amma line. So you can't compare the two cases. It's not like the four has to be done before the eight, like shame has to be done before the Shimon. Very important machlokas also here between Rashi and the other Rishonim. Rashi says here, when the Gemara says, Ba'omer kol makam shetirtze tanuach, well, you have that flexible das. Rashi says that's going back on both of the previous cases. 4 to 8 or 8 to 4. Rashi says, according to the maskana of the Gemara, at least here, in both cases you would be patur. Even in the case that the Gemara started off by saying 8 to 4, the Gemara seemed to say that that was obviously chayiv. Rashi says that's changed the maskana. Changed the maskana, that is Rashi, on the second wide line, bitravaihu miftar. That is Rashi Svara. Once we see that it's based on your machshava, so you didn't do what you wanted to do. Says the Rashba here, says others, when do you ever have a case where something is pshita, and the very next line we say the opposite? The Gemara says pshita in case one, and the question was about case two. And according to Rashi, the Gemara then says, well, it's wrong, even case one? So that's why the Rashba and Rovi Shonim assume, like the simple reading of the Gemara, that is the argument is only on the second case. Not in the first case, but the first case still remains when the Kavana is from 8 to 8, and then you threw it 4, that would still be okay. Okay, Machlokes Rishonim.
What's the Svara to differentiate between the two?
So the Svara to differentiate would be, if you had Kavana to do 8 and you did 4, well, according to that, the second way I said, according to the Rashba, you'd have to have a different Girsa of the Gemara. Rashi's Girsa, to be fair, fits it better according to the Gemara. Because the Gemara is mechalik between Shemi Shimon and these cases, and that's exactly what the Gemara said in the first line, that this is exactly like Shemi Shimon. So according to our Girsa, that's probably why Rashi said it, it fits it better to say what he says. But the Rashba says, you have a separate, you have an Omar Mar instead of Uta Ka'amrit. Meaning it's a separate line in terms of being mechalik with Shemi Shimon there, so you have to come up with a different svar. Why 4 to 8 and 8 to 4 is, you would be mechalik between them. 4 to 8, you would compare it to Shemi Shimon, and 8 to 4, you would not compare it to Shemi Shimon. There you'd have to say, you have to have flexible das in order to be chayiv. But you're right, according to our Girsa, Rashi fits in better. Tadu Rabbanu. I answered your question halfway. I didn't really give you a svar, but not for now. Tana Rabbanan, Hazorek me Rishus Harabim, L'Rishus Harabim, V'Rishus HaYachid Be'emsa. Next case. You throw from the street to the street. Right? You have a house in the middle, and you throw from one Rishus Harabim to another Rishus Harabim. Dalid Amos Chayiv. And it went Dalid Amos, you're Chayiv. For Ma'avir Dalid Amos. Pachos be Dalid Amos, Patur. Less than 4 amos, you'd be pater. Let's just read the Gemara, and then we'll figure out what it means. My kamash malon, what's the chiddush of this line of the Tana Rabbanan? Ha kamash malon, reshuyos mitztarfos. The chiddush is that different reshuyos can combine. And udelo amrin ankluta kabisha hunkha, and you don't say it as if it's stopped in the house, and you cannot combine the different reshuyos. Good. So how do you understand this Gemara? Another machlokes. First, shitas Rashi, which is the more conventional shita. What's going on? What does it mean here, Rishus Mitztarfos? The two different Rishus Harabims. Let's say it went 2 amos in Rishus Harabim at the beginning, then it went through a house, then it went 2 amos in the other Rishus Harabim on the other side of the house. So those 2 amos on either side add up to 4. Dalal amos Rishus Harabim, 2 different Rishus Harabims could be Mitztaref. And you don't say it as if it rested and it's and you don't break it up. And you break it up. You don't say klutu bishuncha. That is the chiddush of the Tana Rabbanan. That is the simple understanding of the Gemara. There's an amazing shita of the Ralbag. Not that I've been chazreg Ralbag lately, ala Torah, but the Tosas Chaim quotes this Ralbag. Rav Menachem Zemba And in the footnotes of the Ralbag, in the Mosad Rav Kook, he quotes this Tosfos Chaim. The Ralbag says, that to explain, in Parshas Yisro, to explain this Gemara, no. For Mavar Dalan Amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, as long as, it's kind of opposite of the Miri we mentioned earlier, as long as you have an Akira in Rosh Hashanah Rabim and a Hanach in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, even if part of the Dalan Amos is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's good enough. Wow. So, and that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara is not Machalik. It says, you throw from Rosh Hashanah Rabim to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Rosh Hashanah Yachid is in the middle, Dalan Amos. Dalan Amos altogether. You threw one Amma in the first street, two Ammas through the house, one Amma in the next street, Chayiv. And that's what it means, Rishuyos Mitztarfos. Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim can combine. That's what the Rabbag says. He says, once it goes out of four Amos from your Rishus, finished. Remember we said a couple of days ago, according to some Rishonim, why is Dalet Amos Chayiv? Because it's Hotsa'ah from your Rishus. Everybody lives within a radius of four amos, of a circle of their existence. When you go out of those four amos, it's like a form of hotza'ah. Says that's what the Ralbag says. Ki elu ha'arba amos im kamo reshuso shal adam ha'yoshe bahem. Ulazeh yitztarefi mahem reshus ha'yachid la'hashlim shir arba amos. Vizeh ha'dafar kfar nizbar beperek ha'zorek. That's how he reads our Gemara. Ulam ha'rambam, if you look in the Rambam, you look in Rashi, I think it's different. V'lo asha'er me'ayin hotzizeh. I have no idea where they got it from. They got it from Svara. It's a big chiddush what they say. But the Rambam sounds like the Gemara. And if you look at the Rambam, why does he quote the Rambam is against him? Because the Rambam seems to be befarish like Rashi. The Rambam says in Hilchas Shabbos when he quotes this Gemara, he says mipnei sha'arba amos b'shtei rishuyos harabim mitztarfim. He tries at the end to say maybe the Rambam is like me. That's pretty difficult to say. But what's the lumdis? So the Tosfos Chaim says, according to the Ralbag, the Iker of Ma'avir is Akira and Hanacha. That's in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And there's a Tanai, there's a condition to have Ma'avir Dalet Amos away from you. Okay, well you started already. But that works here. According to the Rambam, according to Rashi, no. Ma'avir Dalet Amos, a lot of it is about being Ma'avir. You're in Rishus HaYachid? How in the world could you count that for Ma'avir Dalet Amos? But that is an amazing Ralbag, Machlokas, Rashi, Ralbag, Rambam, how to understand this Gemara. Good, we continue. Amar Rav Yishmuel, Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Ma'avir Dalet Amos, Rishus HaRabim, Mekura. If somebody has Ma'avir Dalet Amos in a roofed Rishus HaRabim, Potter. He is Potter. You can have a Rosh Hashanah Rabim that's roofed, right? A street that has a roof on it. How about an overpass or an underpass, whatever you call it, over a highway? It's Rosh Hashanah Rabim under that, right? Well, maybe not. It's two walls. Let's assume it's Rosh Hashanah Rabim. But something like that. Let's say it doesn't have, doesn't have two walls. Lafishi in Adomo Ladikle Migbar, because it's not similar to what it was in the desert. In the desert, where we learn it from, where we learn Hotzan Avar from, like we had in the first Mishnah, did not have a roof, so too here it doesn't have a roof. Says the Ritva, in a fascinating little comment, doesn't make a big deal about it, but the Ritva just says one line, Pirish, da anane hakavod lo chashuv kirui. The anane hakavod, the clouds, is not called a roof. That's his Lashon. Anane hakavod are not called a roof. That's what the Ritva says. If you look in the Avnei Nezer, the Avnei Nezer was asked by one of his students whether the Anane HaKavod were called a roof, because this Talmidim quoted a Rokeach, who quotes the Gemara we had earlier, back on the Peches Peites, the Gemara that says that when we heard Maimon Har Sinai, we jumped back 12 mil. Were we outside the Tchum? How did we come back? Why the Torah was given on Shabbos? Did they not have Tchumen yet? So the Rokeach says, don't worry about it, the Anonim were Chashim Mechitzos. So that's why it was Rosh Hashanah Yachid anyway. That's what the Rokeach says. So the Avnei Nezer goes through and suggests 2 points. He says, number one, he says, maybe, it's a fascinating, he says, maybe the issue of whether Anani HaKavod are called the Mechitzes or not, that issue is based on the Machlokas in Sukkah, whether we sit in the Sukkahs, Kibasukos Oshafti is Sukkahs Mamish or Anani HaKavod. Right? If you say Sukkahs Mamish, says the Avnei Nezer, so it's Sukkahs Mamish. Anani HaKavod are called Sukkahs Mamish. Right, so it was a mechitza. If you say it's no, zet kibasukos hashafti, it's not an yakovid, then it's more symbolic and it's not a mechitza. Unbelievable. So that would be a nafkamina lamaisa in terms of anan yakovid versus sukkas lamish. But then at the end he says, I think they for sure were not mechitzas. and they're not. It wasn't a roof either. Why? Like the Ritva says here. Why? Because the Gemara says in Yevamos. Why didn't Bnei Yisrael do Mila during the Midbar? Because the special Ruach Tzvonis didn't blow. The special northern wind, which was a healing wind, didn't blow during the Midbar, and therefore they didn't want to do Mila, was a Sakana. Why didn't the northern wind blow? Because it would have blown away the Anani HaKavod. That's what the Gemara says. Hashem could have made a Nes. No, it would have blown it away. So what do you see from there? That a Ruach Mitzuya would have blown away the Anani HaKavod. So that can't be a Mechitza. The Gemara says in Sukkah. A Mechitza HaRe'uya. It could be called a Mechitza. What? It could be put by a regular wind. That's not a Mechitza. So that's the Anani HaKavod. That's the Avnei Nezer. Again, in Arachayim, Simen Reish Ayin Ches. If you want to look it up. Again, the two amazing points. Number one, it's totally Adam Machlokas. Anani HaKavod versus Circus Mamish. Gemara in Sukkah Yud Aleph. And then you have this idea that Yevamos Ayin Beis, the Ruach Tzvonis didn't blow, etc. Okay, there's more. You have to add that on. If you read the Gemara about Anani HaKavod versus Sukkah's Mamish, you don't think there are any Nafkaminas. So this is one of them. The tour at the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah quotes another one. Not for now. We'll see at the end what we have time for. But continues. So the Gemara says that the Rishus HaRabim, the Midbar, was not roofed. So therefore, any roofed Rishus HaRabim is not chayef. Aini, is this really true that in the Midbar it was not roofed? V'ha'agolos demekuros havyin. But what do you mean? Where was Hotzan Avara learned from? We just said the wagons. The wagons. Remember, you had two in front, two in back, and they were mekuros. They were roofed. Why were they roofed? Because they carried the boards, the lengthwise over the wagons widthwise. So under there, that was a roof that represented a roof in Rishus HaRabim. V'yamar Rav Mishum Rabbi Chiya Agalos Tachtehen, under the wagons, Ubeinehen, between the wagons. Right, remember the wagons were lined up two opposite each other. So between the wagons, the boards hung over and they almost touched each other. So that area under the boards between the wagons, Vitzidehen, or under the wagons between the wagon and the wheels that they were on, next to the wagons, Rishus HaRabim. So even Tachtehen, so you see under these boards, Rishus HaRabim. So you see, even though it was roofed, it's still called the Rishus HaRabim. Says the Gemara, no, Kikama Rav Bidarasa. When Rav says it's considered Rishus HaRabim, he meant in the gaps. In the gaps, there were some gaps in between. In between the boards were sitting on the wagons, there were some gaps in between. Santa Gemara goes through. Well, how big were those gaps? How big were those gaps? Michti, let's see. Urka dagala kamavi chamish amin. How long was each wagon? Five amos. Five amos long was each wagon. Pusya de kerish kamahavye. What was the width of each board? Remember, the boards were put it was put lengthwise, was perpendicular to the wagons. The boards. So the length of the boards was put to the width of the wagons. They hung over on the sides. So we have to know, if the wagons were five amos long, what was the width of each board? They had 12 boards on each wagon. What was the width? Kamahavi. Amso palgis, 1.5. 1.5 amos widthwise. So if the wagon was five amos, how many piles of boards could you have on there? At most, three. 1.5, 1.5, 1.5 equals 4.5. 4.5, you have a half an amma extra. Kamamosif, so how many piles of boards can you have on the wagon? It's also, you got three. You got three, because each one was 1.5 wide. Pashale paga da amsa. So what do you have left for gaps? Just half an amma. And we assume that you evenly spaced the boards on the wagons. So you have to split up a half an amma between these three piles. So how big is a gap? The gap is going to be tiny. Kishadi le mar beni beni, when he split it up evenly, kalavadami. Each gap is going to be less than three tefachim. Right? Because half an amma is altogether, half an amma is three tefachim. So you're going to split that up a couple of ways, so it's lavud. Excuse me, like we had yesterday, 2 days ago. It was yesterday, right? Lavud. So says the Gemara, what's Rob talking about? The gaps. There are no gaps. So Gemara says, no. Who says that the boards were put flat on the wagon? Maybe they were put sideways on their skinny side. So, and then there's more gaps. So Gemara says, okay, let's do the math again. What was the skinny side of the board? How skinny was it? So, sumcha de kerish kama avi amsa. It was an amma. So we saved it half an amma. Right? So it was an amma wide. So how many boards do you have room for on the wagon? Kama havi mosiv arba'ah. So you have room for four, right? Because the wagon is five amas long. Each board, the skinny way, put down is an ama. So you can fit four. You can fit four of them because you don't want to put it on the edge. It's going to fall off. You got to leave some space for to keep it sturdy. So you have four pashul amsos. So you have one ama left. And again, the other boards were piled on top of them. Right? You have 12 boards on each wagon. So you have one ama left. So again, kishadi lomar beni beni kalavadam. He's still going to be lavud because you're going to split up one ama, which is six tvachim, a couple of ways. It's still going to be lavud. So the Gemara says. So again, we're back to the question. Rav says under the wagons, which was just harabim because it wasn't roofed. Where under the wagon? It was all covered. It was roofed, and even the little spots were very small gaps. So the Gemara says, Ha nicha lamanda amar krashim milamatan ovyan ama. It works out, you would have a good answer if you say that the krashim were tapered as they went up. There is a machlokas, which we'll see on Amud Beis about that. Meaning, there were one ama at the bottom, milamalan kalyan vahokan arkaets, but it got very skinny at the top. Shopper, then it would be fine, because at the tops, at the tips, then there will be a bigger space. And that will be a gap, and that's what Rav was talking about. But according to the Deah that says they were one amma thick throughout from top to bottom, Michael Maymar then was still stuck because the gaps were very small, so everything would be roofed. Says the Gemara, Amar of Kahana, there's a Tosfos here, but let's just first finish the thought. Amar of Kahana, Ba'atzba'i. Even if you want to say that they were thick, ba'atzba'i, Rashi explains that there are 2 days in Rashi. One of the days is that the boards had a cut through them. Like we have a clothespin, like to hold up clothes on a clothesline. That's what atzba'i means. It was like a clip. And therefore, what? Even they were moved closer to each other to give greater support at the base. So there was a larger area uncovered. Rashi explains how exactly. He quotes on the bottom Rashi, he quotes that they were positioned in a way that there were bigger gaps because they were cut in the middle in order to be able to have support so they don't fall off the wagon as the wagon moved. Okay, that's how Rashi works it out, how there were bigger gaps. Says the Gemara, Atzboi hechamanachluhu. But 1 second, forget the boards themselves. Where were they put? Agavat agola, they were put on the wagon. What about the wagon itself? Agola gufa makurahave. The wagon itself was, forget the boards, take the boards off. The wagon itself you had a bottom to the wagon, right, that sat on the wheels. That itself is a roof. That itself has 10 tvachim underneath. So again, how could the statement above that Rav said, Rav and Rebbe Chiya, that even under the wagons, it's just a rabbin, and it doesn't have a roof, putting the two Ravs together. It does have a roof. So the Gemara answers, Amar Shmuel b'Yesedos, maybe the wagons were not totally enclosed. It was like train tracks, right? It was open on the sides, and they put the boards on that, so there was space in between, so the wagon wasn't a roof, and the boards were situated in a way, they were pushed up against each other, so that there were gaps, and those gaps were what we're talking about, that's the source for Rosh Hashanah without a roof. Tosfos is Meir, just in the top Tosfos on Amud Aleph, right, we said, according to the one who says that it's an Am at the bottom and skinny at the top, there's no problem. But Tosfos says, how do you know that in that case, right, if you would put boards on a wagon where there was fat on one side and skinny on the other side, wouldn't you like rotate them, put the bottom part of one next to the top of the other one to make it like even? So Tosfos says, why didn't they do that? And then you'd have the problem according to everybody again. There wouldn't be gaps. You don't want gaps. So, and wouldn't it be like too heavy on one side? So wouldn't you like alternate sides? So Tosfos has three answers to that question. Why you wouldn't do that? The first answer is that Malin Bakodesh Velo Moridin. You don't want to put the bottom of a carriage next to the top of a carriage. It's not right. It's not acceptable. The tirets are the third skinny line of Tosfos. Diginaihu lahasim tzad ha'av ha'omet samuch lakarka etzel hakatzar shahaya lamala. Right, the part that's next to the ground, you're going to put that next to the skinny part, which holds up the beautiful tapestries on top. Malkam Sharios Prusas Alayan Vidami, it's similar to the principle of Ma'alin Bakodesh Ve'ein Moridin. It's not exactly, but you're just putting something that has more Kedusha next to something that has less Kedusha. That's number one. Number two, Rabbi Tam says just practically, they took apart the Mishkan and they put it right onto the wagon. It would have been too difficult to like turn these boards around and then put them on the wagon. No, they just went straight up when the Anan HaKavod started moving. Right? It would be a Torah Gadol, says Rabbi Tam. There's a third answer there in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. Maybe it didn't start getting skinny until higher, the top half, so it wouldn't have helped anyway. Just mathematically, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't have sat well. Either way, that's Tosfos. First answer is the crucial one, and that is similar to Ma'alin Bakodesh. Okay, so now we get into the Machlokas that we quoted. We just quoted the Machlokas on Omid Aleph. So now we get into it. Tanu Rabbanan. Crush him. Machlokes in Mitzius. This one is very hard to get out of. Right? Be'ez Hashem, here Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The boards of the Mishkan were never destroyed. As we know, the Beis HaMikdash were burned down. The Mishkan was never burned down. Right? The Aron was taken and the Mishkan was put away. It's halachically called a Churban. Right? Remember, a couple of weeks ago, Rashi. What did Rashi say? Right? Binyamin and Yosef cried on each other's shoulders. And Binyamin cried on Yosef's shoulders because of the Mishkan Shiloh that would be destroyed. So it wasn't really destroyed. It was put away. Right, omdiv so behavior yibana based on mikdash. We're going to see the boards of the Mishkan, and we're going to see who's right here, because it's machlokas what they look like. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Krashim milamatan ovyan ama ulamalan milamalan kolin v'holchanad ke'etzba. Below they were an ama thick, and above they got skinnier, right until the width of a finger. Shneamar yusamim al rosho, it was complete on top. Ula halanu omer tama nichrasu, and it says in Yoshua tamu next to the word that says cut off. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, so that's a tamu and tamim. So Rabbi Yehuda learns that it was cut off on top. Good. Rabbi Nechemia omer no kishem shemilamatan avyan ama kach milamalan avyan ama so to milamalan. Again, this isn't the only machlokas about how things looked. Right, there are three different opinions what the aron looked like. Remember, Ibn Ezra says it had legs. Right? Machlokas Rashi Ramban, where the rings were towards the top of the Aron and the bottom of the Aron. What did the tzitz look like? Many days in the Rishonim. We had it already. What did the Choshen look like? There's many different days. So, but Rishonim figure it out based on psukim, based on what they understand. But these are machlokos that somebody's right and somebody's wrong. But either way, it's Talmud Torah to learn it, because it's all based on psukim. So, Rabbi Nechemia says, just like at the bottom, they were an amma thick. Kachmin lamal an amma yinamma shenamar yachdav. It was all together. It was all together at the top. The hawk saved tamim. What does Rabbi Nechemya do with the word tamim? That, right, the Xer Shava, tamim, complete, does it cut off? Hahu, no. That teaches me a separate halacha. Delesu shleimim lo lesi denisra. You can't use boards that were two pieces that were stuck together. You got to use whole boards. Whole boards for the crushim in the Mishkan. So that's what Rabbi Nechemya does with the word tamim. The idach nami haksiv yachtav. And what does the Rabbi Yehuda do with the word yachtav? Hahu delo lishlechu finhu mehadadi. That just means that they have to be aligned properly next to each other. But it doesn't mean that they have to be touching each other on top. Period. What the Gemara does not say, where does Rabbi Yehuda know the halacha that they're not allowed to be stuck together? They have to be whole boards. The Gemara never went back to that. Where does Rabbi Yehuda know that halacha from? So, for this we have to go to somebody who has shas on his fingertips. Says the Netziv, oh, it's Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso. What? Wonderful. Where's Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso? It's a Mefurish Mishnah in Maseches Negayim. Negayim in the 12th Perek. Rabbi Yehuda holds in the Mishnah, the 12th Perek, there in Negayim. It says the 12th Perek. I couldn't find it. I was looking all over. I finally did a search. It's in the 11th Perek. It's a misprint here in the Merom Yisada. It says Perek Yud Beis. I don't know Negayim by heart. So anyway, it's Perek Yud Aleph, the end of Perek Yud Aleph. It says there that if you have a board in a house, de'im haya psika achas v'kashra einu matami b'negayim. If you have a board that's two pieces that's put together and that it's in a house, it's not metame because of bayis hamenuga, because it's not called a board if it's two pieces. Mishum de kesher eino machaber lios l'davar echad. Right, it's not, I'm sorry, I think this is, it might be tumasa begadim tied up. Either way, two things stuck together, it's not called one thing. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda knows it already, misvar, he doesn't need a special mucker. He knows it already, two things, the nechus negayim stuck together, aren't tami mishum negayim, so do here. Two things stuck together. You don't need a pasuk of tamim to tell me that we need that. And he says, "Halo, ahalcha below mila tamim efshar leilav midachziv akeresha echad." It says akeresha echad, and he says the same achlokas would be about tefillin if you need or echad, and the olam is not machped for this. Okay, anyway, but that's the nitziv who says, "Oh, you got to know a mishnah negoyim to know why the Gemara doesn't ask the other question of why, where does Rabbi Yehuda know that halacha from?" Good. Bishlam alamanda amar viter. Bishlam alamanda amar kishem shim alamatan ovyan amma. Kach min lamalan ovyan amma. According to the opinion that says there was an amma throughout, hainu dechsiv, that makes sense as follows. So, what case? Ulyakzi amishkan yama. The west side of the Mishkan. Ta'asesh isha krashim. Remember, we said already, each board was 1.5 ammas wide. So, how long was the west side of the Mishkan? You put 6 krashim there, the pasuk says. So how long is that so far? 9 amos. 9 amos. But we know the inside of the Mishkan was 10 amos. So, ushnei krashim taselim kutsaos, you had 2 corner boards on the north and south side of the western wall. Half an amma of each of those boards was what was visible from the inside of the Mishkan. That's how in the Mishkan there was 10 amos walking space. Right, because you had the 9 in the middle, and then you had half an amma from the above and below. The asi pusya dahani, mamli lilasum chadahani. The width of the corner board, you had half an amma of each of the corner boards that was visible on the inside. Everything worked out beautifully and fine, and everything looked symmetrical on the outside because it was all amma to an amma. Elamanda amar milamatan ovyan amma milamalan kolin v'holkan al keetzba. But according to the opinion, then it got skinnier on the way up. High ayo v'high nafik. So the whole thing is, it's pointy on the, as it goes up. So how did it fill in the corners to make it even? Right? If you needed to use the corner boards in order to fill in so that it's all closed up, but if it gets skinny on top, the whole thing is, it's missing area. So the Gemara says, Tishafi lahu ki torin. No, it must be that they positioned them, and again, it tapered them in a way that it would be even. Right? Rashi explains a little bit that they positioned them straight next to each other on the bottom. They leaned them a little bit. So they tapered them in a way. You have to work out how they tapered them. Ki turin. Turin is a mountain. Right? Like it's leaning like a mountain. It's sloped. And in that way, they made it. It wasn't as symmetrical, so to speak, as where the opinion that says it was an amma from a bottom to below, from bottom to the top. Vav, once we're talking about the krashim, we have a couple of other points. Vabriach atichot betoch krashim, the middle pole in the krashim, tana b'neis haya omein. It was b'neis. What do you mean b'neis? We know that how did the krashim stay together? They were locked into place. On the outside of the krashim, they had three. They had a lock above, a lock below, and a lock in the middle. The locks above and below were visible on the outside. You looked at the krashim, you saw the rings, you saw they locked into each other. The middle bar was inside the boards. You couldn't see it from the outside. It was drilled in the inside of the boards, and there was like a pipe that went inside to hold it all together. But Chazal say, b'neis haya omed, it was a neis, because what happened? They first positioned all the boards on the south, west, and north side, and then they stuck the pole in, and b'neis, it went by itself and curled around. It curled around b'neis haya omdin. Rashi says, right here, on the fourth wide line, u'b'neis haya nichpach me'elav. It rolled around by itself. That was the neis. Why is this so exciting? There's a Targum Yonasan ben Uziel that I found yesterday. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says, on this pasuk, by b'neis haya omdin, he says, where did these boards come from? V'nagra mitziasa. Or the middle, maybe it was made out of wood, this pipe that went through, I'm not saying it was metal. Bigol l'chuyaya, mishalbish min siyafe l'siyafe, it went through, this wood. Min ilana dinetziv Avraham bibe'era deshava. This wood, this briach atichon, was from the tree that Avraham Avinu planted in Beersheba. The karavaru Yisrael yasyama. When B'nai Yisrael went through the Yamsuf, kito malachaya yasilana, angels cut down this tree. Vitalkuha liyama they threw it into the yam. Vahavas tafi al anpeimaya. It was floating on the river. Vahavi malacha machariz viamar denu ilana denitziv Avram bebeir deshava. Take these trees that are floating in the water. Vitzali tamon b'shem remer d'Hashem, and they davened in the name of Hashem. Why they threw it into Kriyas Yamsa? That's a good kasha. What connection is that? Vinasvohi b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael took them. Viavadu minei nagra mitzi asa Urke shuvin amin uprishad misabin le. The guy mokbid yath mashkana havi mizgalgel. It used to literally snake around ka'achna, like a snake. Chazor chazor milagav leluche mashkana v'misparik. And when they took it apart, it used to go slither back into a board, kachutra. Like this week's parsha, where the stick turned into the snake, it's taken to the board. Where else does that come up? Tagav Yodosa Benuzia, right here at Parsha's Truma. And if you look at the footnotes here, in my Chumash here, it has a footnotes on the Yonasa Menuzio, and it says, this is the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, by modim, you have to bow down like a snake. You have to bow down like a snake and go up like a chutra. Stop with this, because you have to bow there, just like the snake snaked around in the Bria Chatichon, so too, that's how we have to bow down like a snake, and then go up slowly. That's the lashon of going down modem drabanan, alof it's the kriya kechivra, v'skifa kechutra. V'akavna letakein kilkal adam arishon, right, it talks, always gets back to adam arishon, either way, that's the important discussion. Okay, let's just finish up, do a little more. So, now just figuring out the curtains on the Mishkan. So the Mishkan had ten curtains on it. Orech ha-yiriya ha-acha shmone v'asrim ba'aba. It was 28 amos, the yiriya. So, how did the yirios fit on? Now we're going to go into, according to the two different opinions, that the boards were either one amma thick on top, or not thick on top at all. How much did the curtains hang down? So this is just basic math, figuring out, having the picture in our head. So, 28 amos. The yiriya was we're going to talk about two yirios. The bottom yiriya was called the Mishkan. The one that was over the boards. Above that was called the Ohel. That was the carpet or the curtain that was right above that. So first the Mishkan. How long was it? 28 amos. So, Shadi Urkai Lepusi de Mishkan. As we said, you go lengthwise over the Mishkan, over the width of the Mishkan. Kamahavi Esra Metimne. It was 28 going across the width of the Mishkan. Dal, how far did it hang down? Dal Esra Leigra. Well, the Mishkan was 10 amos, right, north-south. So 10 of the 28 was taken out by the roof. So Pashalu Tesla Hagisa Vatesla Hagisa. So there were 9 amos left to hang over the sides. And how tall were the boards? 10 amos. So the Rabbi Yehuda Migli Amad Adon. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the amma of the sockets on the bottom were revealed. Rabbi Nechemya Migli Amad Akrush. Rabbi Nechemya is even higher. Because remember, according to Rabbi Nechemya, the boards themselves were an amma thick on top. So there were 2 extra amas that were taken off on top, so only 8 that hung down the sides, so they were raised a little bit. Shadi Pusayu, fine, so that's that direction. That's how much they hung on the sides. Shadi Pusayu L'urka the Mishkan. So now the other way, about the length of the Mishkan. L'urka the Shekamahavi Arbain. There were, each one was 4 amas wide, and the Mishkan was 10, so that's 40 altogether. Dal Tlusin, I'm sorry, the carpet was 40 amas long. Dal tlasin le'igra. So take out 30 for the roof, because the Mishkan was 10 by 30. So 30 for the length of the roof. So Pashal Yud, you have 10 left that hangs down. L'Rabbi Yehuda Mechasi Amma Da'adonim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it covered the Amma of the Adonim. L'Rabbi Nechemya Migle Amma Da'adonim. And according to Rabbi Nechemya, it was one Amma revealed. Right, because there was 10 left in the over the back of the Mishkan. So again, so if it was 10 left, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it had to go, according to one opinion, you had 1 board and 9 down, the other one had 10 down. Good, that's the bottom layer. Now we get to the next layer. V'yasisi yirios izam la'ohel. Ohel is the one that goes over the other one. That's why it's called an ohel, the chulu. Orech ha'yiriya achash shloshim ba'ama. So this was a little bit longer. The previous one was 28, this one was 30. So this is going to cover what the bottom one left open, the chulu. So again, shadi yukai lepusi de mishkan. Kavahavi, put it lengthwise over the mishkan widthwise. Tlasin, it was 30. Dal esela igra, so 10 is used for the roof. Pashalu esela haigisa, esela haigisa. So you have 10 amos hanging over each side of the Mishkan, meaning the north and the south side. L'Rabbi Yehuda mechasi amad adonim. According to Yehuda now, it covers the adonim. L'Rabbi Nechemya migla amid adonim. Rabbi Nechemya still has 1 revealed, because he uses 2 more amos on top because of the length of the boards. Tanin amihachi, and also the Brisa says, v'yama mizeh v'ama mizeh ba'odef. Each amma is extra. Lachasos amma shel adonim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemya omer lachasos amma shel krashim. Good. So now what about east-west? Shadi pusayhu lo'urkei de mishkan. So the width-wise, you put a length of the mishkan. Kama havye. There were 11 sections, each 4 wide. So mem ba'arba, there were 44. It's 44 length altogether. Dal tlasin le'igra, again, the roof of the Mishkan, east-west, was 30, and you have the carpet of 44. Right, so you have 14 left now. Pashul arbis race, you have 14 amas of it left. Dal tarti lekafla, two of them hung over the east front side of the Mishkan. Hung over just on top. So two of the 14 that are left hung over on the east side. So Pashul tarti's race, you have 12 left that hangs over the back, the west side of the Mishkan. So 12, so that's going to hit the floor. So, Bishlam, other Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hainad of Sefchatsi, Yeriya Hodef is Tisrach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to really be dragged on the floor, because you have 12 left, and all you have is 10 going down, you have two amas of this on the floor. El Rem Nechemya, my Tisrach. What does Tisrach mean to Rem Nechemya? You only have one ama on the floor. Is that enough to be called Tisrach? The Gemara says, yeah. Tisrach Lechavro says, it's going to be dragged over its friends, meaning the under curtain. It's still longer than that, and it's going to drag on the floor, in relative terms to the shorter one. Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel also says, Lama Mishkan Dome. To what is the Mishkan compared to? Leisha Shemahaleches Bishuk Vishipulea Mahalchen Achareha. Semicolon. Right? Picture the Kala going around the Chazan under the Chuppah. She has her trailer. Right? The long gown. Her train. Right? So just like it's like a Kala. The Mishkan looks like a Kala. Right? You have a little bit in front, and you have the train going behind it. That's what the Mishkan looked like. It had a little bit on the floor in the back. Okay, we'll stop here. This was the discussion of the boards and the curtains and the Briach HaTichon, which was B'nei's HaYa'omed. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir tonight.